Welcome, everybody, to the Clarion Temple of Oneness with Walking Terra Christa, Mel and Mike. It is now July 1st. For our intentions for this evening, to join us in the temple, Mama Grace, the Arizona firefighters, of course, there were 17 that lost their lives, and the in Syria, there was a priest who lost his life. Invite them all to the temple, plus all the family involved in all these situations and all those who are affected by it for their healing as well. So we'll bring in the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole online, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe that in. Feel yourself rising up the elevator, escalator, stairway to get into a higher frequency. You should be able to feel a subtle shift as you do that. And while we're there, we call upon our protection and clearing. The platinum net from Lord Melchizedek, Lord Mahatma. Excuse me, the Mahatma and Lord Metatron, which is a clearing energy. As we breathe in, it comes around our four-body system, encases us like a netting. As we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any frequencies, energies, thought forms, emotions that are of the lower vibrations that can be removed from our three minds. Rather, our two minds of the conscious and subconscious, as the superconscious does not have those energies. We call upon the violet flame infused with the higher frequencies of purple of Saint Germain to work on anything else in our four-body system that needs transformation. And then the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, from our soul star down to our earth star, so that it infuses with the violet pink. And you can picture these colors as part of you and your entire aura. And then we've recently started adding Archangel Michael and the ring past knot. This is a very powerful form of protection, which is the blue flame. And then we call upon the golden flame of the Christ consciousness from Lord Buddha up from our earth star through our heart chakra up through the crown out to the soul star, so that the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously around us individually and together, forming a pyramidal-like structure, which is the Merkaba body of light. It spins in a clockwise direction. And it has pyramid faces, the walls of the pyramid, that reflect outward. We ask that the spiritual hierarchy place spiritual mirrors upon those, so that anything that tries to enter is reflected back out to source. We've also been staying up here in the higher frequencies during the call so that we can have a more an open gateway to these energies. As we bring them in, definitely makes us a little more spacey for the call, but we believe it works. And here is Malaresi.
Thanks so much. Tonight we have Lord Melchizedek as our guest speaker, so it should be some very valuable information to assist us in the process that we're all going through since the solstice and the Festival of Humanity. Let's take a moment and just put out your intentions. Breathing deeply. Feel the frequencies of light from the 144th dimensional level coming down into the Antarkarana bridge through the formlessness, through the angelics, through the spiritual hierarchy into your soul star. Activating your higher self and your I Am presence to be fully active within your full body system. Breathing deeply in through each of your chakras. Starting at the crown, into your third eye, your throat, your thymus, heart center, solar plexus, sacral and root, coming down into your limbs, into your earth star. As the earth star and the soul star spin in a clockwise manner, feel those energies spinning within you and around you, activating all parts of your beingness, of your physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies to be one physical body of light. Beams of light come down into your shoulder joints, the side meridians, into the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet, activating your physical body to be one body of light with your spiritual body. Calling upon your I Am presence and feeling those energies running through you and around you. Okay, just keep with the spinning, the inside of your chakra spinning clockwise and the outside of your physical body spinning in a counterclockwise way. This all exhibits within your earth star and your soul star. So there are colors and circles and wheels within wheels, feeling that frequency occurring for you now and breathing deeply into your heart center, connecting with your higher self and your I Am presence through the process. As now we're going to travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness, which is the multi-universal level. We just intend to move out of the earth plane energies, almost just feel yourself lifting upwards. Not concentrating so much on your physical body as we move into the solar level, the galactic level, universal level, and then the multi-universal level. This is where the Clarion Temple of Oneness resides. Now you can almost feel yourself coming down like you have a parachute. And you're in this beautiful field of flowers. And you're walking amongst many other beings of light. As we see the Rainbow Bridge, as we walk across the Rainbow Bridge, it's going to give us the entryway to go to the temple. We are met by many different beings. You may see some souls that you know. Just feel the beautiful angelic essence of the energies presently as we walk up the garden pathway. And then we step onto the steps of the Clarion Temple of Oneness. It is a very illuminating temple with blue and silverish light expanding out of it. Half a dozen steps that we walk up to the top, we meet Archangel Michael's warriors. They acknowledge our presence. And then we see Yantias, who is the higher self of Fred, who is the keeper of this temple. He's now going to escort us down into the amphitheater. There's many levels and rows. Everybody stands as we walk down all the way to the ground floor, the first floor. And you find a seat for yourself on the left or the right. And the stage is illuminated with beautiful essence of light this evening. We're going to see many different colors as the lights that are being emanated represent the universal and the multi-universal levels of Lord Melchizedek. So we're going to see, as we look to the top of the amphitheater, it is open to the heavens, and we see streams of beautiful colors coming down into the temple that represent the rays of God. They come first with the basic colors that we know of, the golden, yellow, the blue, the pink, indigo, ruby red, and gold, pink orange, crystalline light, deep purple with violet, lavender, and blues. And they mix together as golden colors with blue and purple and violet and pink violet. And it just goes into higher frequencies of light. Streamers of the rays of God. As now we're going to bring in the angels. And then Divine Mother and Father God as the Cosmic Great Central Sun. The Cosmic Great Central Sun represents the Great Central Sun on the cosmic level, the 49th dimension. There are five Great Central Suns. This is the highest frequency with the Divine Mother and Father God as being part of that union. We ask that the individuals that we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the call, that their souls be able to participate even in the observatory over lighting booth if they're not quite ready to join the temple. We ask their higher selves to guide them here and their teachers and their guidance. One being of light, we come with the greatness of the light. We come with the greatness of our message. And we come with the greatness of each of your hearts, blending into the one that we are. Divine angels of light, of the cherubim, the seraphim, Ophanium, and all principalities of light, embrace each of you in this moment, of our creation to meet. Once again in the physical essence, through your consciousness of the one being that we are. It is our pleasure, it is our divine excitement to be with you in this moment, to express the ability to fully blend our essences into each other. What is your angel calling out for? What is the essence that he or she desires? Breathe deeply into your heart and allow this essence to fully be embodied within you as we bless you through the creation of our moments together. We represent, excuse me, we represent all creations of divinity in this moment to share upon you our deepest pleasure, our deepest joy and ecstasy to be one with you. Open up your hearts and allow us to be with you. And you shall see that you will receive a divine compensation of light to be fully embodied within you. We now open up the energies for the cosmic great central sun, his divine mother and father God, to give another blessing. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the cosmic great central sun at your service. Oh, breathe deeply, my children. Breathe deeply into your own essence and allow the healing process that is coming in through the walls of this beautiful temple to come and assist you deeply. What colors do you see waving in front of you from the streams of light of the rays of God as they are exhibiting within this temple at this moment, allowing your breath to be your guide into your physical essence and accepting the divine essence that you are to be fully embodied into your physical creation. We speak in this moment to ask and to pray with each of you for the continuance of the light that is unfolding within your beings to help you to complete more. That is the divine purpose of your pathway, of your contractual agreements, to fully be embodied in the physical essence. Challenges are resulting around the world, within the earth, as you have seen. The next few weeks are going to be intensely part of these creations, only because the advent of more acceleration that is coming into the earth plane needs to be accepted by each individual soul. So we ask you of the souls that are not in body to fully accept this light frequency, because it will accept the physical beings that are holding this light deeply within them to have an easier task at hand. We wanted to share this information more about the oneness. Many speak about the oneness within their consciousness of having the joy and the ecstasy as the angels so shared with each of you. But it is so much more than that, because if we have discordant energies that are trying to interfere in the work that each of you upon this earth are incorporating within your bodies and your minds, allowing your spirit to fully be the designing factor, it will go much easier. So we call upon Archangel Michael and the Keeper of the Flame to assist more deeply in this process of divinity upon this earth. Our diligence is going to be even more needed through the next few weeks of your earth plane time zones. It is important that you understand that what you read and you hear of events happening all around the world must not affect you personally. And we know that this is a challenge not to accept these energies or to be so sensitive that you take them on. Your role is to acknowledge them and then do what you are contracting to do and learning to do on the higher vibrational level. Now, some of you will forget because this is new for you. But your role as a light worker, as a student of mastery, is to take what you have learned and utilize it to the best faculties within your life circumstance. We have several souls here this evening that have perished recently. And they are probably going to be very confused and may not even understand what we are accomplishing within this temple. But what happens to a soul's essence upon passing and they come to this temple of the Clarion? They start to realize that everything that they experienced was for the whole and not just the one. So we, on this level of the Divine Mother and Father God, and all of our masters and teachers of the higher realms, must assist in assisting you. We are coming to a time when your work upon the earth plane is being shown. And the more diligent you are within yourself to allow the healing capacity to grow, the more you will understand what we are saying. You see, we all work together within this community of light. And this temple is a place where we can come together and accept that frequency of light and then take it with us in our experiences and our day-to-day activities. We are now coming to a crucial point. And that crucial point is the light is becoming more active through the sun's essence, as was experienced with the solstice. Ra, the sun god, and our beautiful guides of the solar level, Helios and Vesta, are going to be working more diligently with everyone upon the planet to help them to realize the potentiality that they have, but also to accept their responsibility of what is occurring. This, in turn, gives responsibility to all the other higher beings of light, that they have always been ready to assist you at any given time through your days and your nights. But what does this mean for you individually if you are not consciously aware of it? So, in this moment, we are stepping forward in a much stronger medium than we ever had before, because we feel it is important that each of you understand that we are walking with each of you, that we are blending our energies, and that we are assisting you deeply, because it's time to do so. Unfortunately, the planet is still under siege with untrusted energies, shall we say. And it's important for us in all the realms of light, no matter what our stature is within the process of the hierarchy, that hierarchy is shifting more into oneness. So as we come into oneness, that oneness is pertained to each of you. This means that we are now coming to a creation of being able to assist you more deeply, because the realms of light upon the planet are increasing. So it allows all of our masters, all our light beings, all of our teachers and messengers to interact with each of you more diligently. You may think this is just everything that you've already experienced, but it is on a much deeper level. You must believe deeply that the realms of light are becoming more actively intertwined in your physical creation. And you must understand that you also have a responsibility. And this responsibility is to believe in the magic of these moments. And the responsibility is to delve deeper within your soul, within your soul's essence, so that you do not have anything else within your consciousness, within your four-body system, within your etheric body that is going to be a detriment in your world. So we are assisting more deeply with this through this process of teaching, being, and intertwining within each other, within oneness. You say the words that you are in oneness, but what do you feel when you are in that oneness? It must be felt on all levels within your physical creation, within your etheric body, your emotional, and your mental. So the spiritual body can be that one body of light. Tests are coming this summer, this fall, whatever season that you are under. These months of July and August are going to be a testing ground. But the more that you acknowledge within yourself of the power of this light, of the purest form, not the lowest form, of the purest form of your existence to come fully into your being, then you will understand. It is important not to have fear. It is important not to have lower energies. It is important to accept yourself more deeply than you ever have before. And this is going to be your biggest test. Because society, because the Matrix, and even the Illuminati want you to do otherwise. That is your test. And it is not to stand up to it with words. Words are only going to make the matter worse. What you need to do is to infiltrate more essence into your being to assist in the process of making clear and right relationships, for understanding what is going on within you in a soul level, to have the balance and the beauty that is within you. This is going to assist each of us deeply. So I ask you now to really take an inventory of where you are at this half of the year as we move into the acceleration of light on an individual basis. Our strength in numbers is beyond the power of our words. So what is it that you need for the acceptance of more into your world? Because the challenges that will be around you will be immense. So the more light that you bring into yourself, the more that you will see that they are not challenges, but only stepping stones to get you into a higher space. And as you step onto those stones and moving up into the heavens above, but yet staying grounded within your physical body, you will see that the vibrational essence within you will change. And you will look at the people and the situations that you have dealt with previously are no longer a part of you, because you have arisen above it. So let us help you do this. This is a very powerful dispensation that we are giving unto you in this moment. Accept what you can, because some of it may be too strong for you to acknowledge, but you will. It is something that will not go away. It will be fully within your being to assist you in the challenges that you are coming across in your day-to-day experiences. Holy God that we are, the Divine Mother, Father, God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, fully allow this essence of integration to occur to each living being that is listening, that is participating, or listening to any time forward. We bring forth this essence unto you in this moment to be one with the power, one with the will, one with the love, one with the wisdom, one with creation, activation, one with manifestation, one with inner devotion, one with a magical essence, one with great structure, one with harmony and balance, one with all these essences, to allow the divine being that you are to be fully incorporated within you, to allow the feminine and the masculine divine to be fully embraced within your physical essence, to walk from the old self into the new self, to allow you to accept the vibratory essence that you are and bring that forth in your physical body, to allow the essence of the stars to be in your world, to feel the essence of all these beings of light that are working with you on other dimensional frequencies to now come into oneness, into the creation of your I Am. Allowing your I Am presence now to be the guiding role within all your minds, within all your chakras, within all your beingness, so that you become the light body that has always been intended. We rise to a higher level as we feel the essence is changing in this moment of what was into what shall be. Embrace it. Take your arms and allow them to come unto you, into your heart, into your thoughts, into your third eye, into the beautiful power that you are in all frequencies of light, but also to be in your physical creation. Oh, this essence blending into your chakra system and just allow yourself to embrace it in whatever level that you can and allow it to go into all your bodies to receive this power of light that is our power of light together. To receive, you may feel reflections from certain masters, angels, light beings, star beings, telosians, inner earth beings, assisting you in this moment as we fully come into the oneness in your creation. Star, you may feel particles, you may feel a surge, you may feel an overwhelming, like a wave coming into you, waves upon waves just flowing within you and around you. Whatever you need to receive, you're going to experience this. This is an activation that is going to continue from now through the next several months. Just breathe and feel the essence coming within you and just intend to say, I call upon my I Am presence, and then state your name to allow this essence being given to me from the cosmic great central sun to receive all elements of creation that is needed for my pathway, for my contractual agreements to arise into a higher vibrational level and not to be challenged by the third dimensional destruction that is happening around me, either personally or publicly. I rise now and feel this essence of my resurrection to fully come within me so that I may accept myself in the purity of light that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. We are one. We are one in the divine beings that we are together in this moment. We take that creation of your remembrance of your spirit and bring it into the physical essence. It is now time to fully remember and accept your divine role upon this earth, much more than you ever expected. In all our light and love, we walk with you as the cosmic great central sun in this divine union of the masculine and feminine essence of God. The heart of God, the will of God, as we are the power together. Adani, Adani, Sayabath, holy, 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 God of hosts, we are one. And greetings, it is I, Lord Melchizedek, at your service. I wanted to come right into that essence without having Mel or Essay stop you from your physical creation. I want you to continue to feel what the great cosmic central sun has given us as the divine mother and father God. They want to be considered as the cosmic energies in that oneness, although they will always be the divine mother and father God, but they are bringing that unity within. Which brings me to the subject matter for this evening's lesson. And that is the union of your own essence, the unification of your feminine and masculine divine that is occurring within your physical creation. We can sit and we can utilize these meditations to assist you to rise to a new level of creation. The point is, what do you do with that when you are finished with these meditations? What occurs for you? What is your body feeling like? Some may feel very out of sorts. Some may feel energized, or some may feel as they need to sleep. You may want to eat. You may want to drink. What you need to do is to be and allow these frequencies to come fully incorporated within your physical existence. This dispensation that the Cosmic Great Central Sun has given to us this evening is to assist each of you in your divinity, each of you in your work as a priest or a priestess upon this earth. And if you feel it as if you're not quite there yet, that is quite fine. I know each of you. I know some of you better than others. But we are all in this together. And this is why this creation has happened this evening with the angels and the divine blessing of the essence of God. Because each of us is God. And we forget about that when we come into physical creation. We forget whom we were before. That has been the design and the plan that humans would awaken when they were ready to awaken, when they would be able to clear elements from their karma and to be able to accept the power that they had, because if they accepted it before they were ready to acknowledge it, then it could go in the wrong way, which is so very true of what has happened within the ages and the decades of this earth, as each of you realize. Each of you have been there. Each of you may be there. Of a learning to transform yourself into a new way of living. When you have acknowledged yourself in a completely different way than before. The stages that have occurred since WESAC, the solstice, and the Festival of Humanity are so magnificent, they are beyond what I can explain to you. That the acceleration that I see on an individual basis is great. But the greater whole is that individuals are arising within themselves, that there is something new and different that has to occur within their lives in order to understand the framework of acceleration that they are learning to exist within. And this means that as the earth changes, you are changing with it. Most of you changed before the earth was changing so drastically. Maybe not all of you, but some of you. Very few of you started this process on your birth, although you may not have realized it until later in your years. Some of you acknowledge parts of yourself that were very powerful, and some stay at that stage because it feeds their ego. Because of what they have not acknowledged within their full acceleration phase of the soul's psychological self that needs to be cleared and processed. We stand here in this beautiful temple with all these rays of God's all around you and around me. How do you feel about what you're experiencing in these moments? In the totality of oneness, in the totality of all souls, of the cosmic structures, coming into this beautiful temple, ones that have traveled in body and ones that have healed. Perfect example is Yamtias, who is the most beautiful being in this temple. He was the spokesbeing for this temple, as he was a fireman from 9/11. And now we have invited other firemen to come into the space that have purged their earth life. We are here to acknowledge you for your worth. And I want to acknowledge every soul within this temple this evening, because you are all part of the design plan to assist this earth, even though your life circumstance may not be one of understanding metaphysics and stepping into the power of mastery. But every soul makes this choice. Mastery is available to every individual soul. And this is what you have been striving for on the inner plane levels without your body. And I know you are listening to me, those souls that have just perished. Even though you are not in a physical body, and this is why I bring forth these words in this moment. And I also bring these four words this moment to also introduce and to teach the ones that are within body how important this temple is and how souls without a body are healing through this process. They watch, they observe. They may not understand, but assist them in their learning stages on the inner plane level. Because as we know, lessons never stop, no matter what level of existence you are in. And I share this to all of you as the light workers. Stepping onto the earth as a starseed or a light worker is an opportunity to take what you have learned and ground it and to assist this earth. And it should not be taken lightly. And that opportunity needs to be acknowledged in several ways. It is only an opening of a door. What each individual soul does with that is up to them and their higher self. It should not be taken lightly. It should not be acknowledged through the lower ego. As each of you have come to this earth for a reason of design, through your higher self and the contracts that you have decided to take on, you are the master of your destiny, and we within the Melchizedek priesthood are here to assist you with that process. We scrutinize every one of you. We acknowledge you. We walk with you. We give you love. And we ask for the same in return, which most of you do very, very willingly. But it's also a matter of balance. And this is the stage that we are in presently. You must not give too much of yourself. And you must not take too much. The learning processes that you are all under are beyond the comprehension of your lower mind. So I ask you of you in this moment, as you stand here with me, What is your process that you are going through in this exact moment? Let us take a moment with a breath and to extend that energy unto me within this temple so that I can receive it, so I can know what is the majority of this group in this moment of what you need most. Okay, so now I'm feeling many different thoughts. Let's expand upon them. I feel financial help. I feel love. I feel a soulmate. I feel understanding of where I am and how to get through the process. I feel emotional instability. I feel uncertainty. And in some circumstance, I'm feeling a blankness, which tells to me that some souls here don't know what they feel. Let's put that all in the melting pot. As the Cosmic Great Central Sun shared, that we are now acknowledging you more deeply in your physical existence. And what does this mean? It means that our interactions with each of you are going to be much stronger than they have been previously. Now, there's always the rule that we cannot come unless you ask for us. So let us open up your hearts right now and allow the entryway of this love and acceptance to come into you. I also hear something else. Someone is asking for higher protection in their daily life. As your hearts open up, I want you to breathe deeply. I want you to feel the swirling of the colors of light within your heart, so that the heart that you are swirling into is your spiritual heart, but it goes into your physical heart. This will connect with your etheric body, your emotional and mental bodies, so that everything can be totally open for you to receive what you need. As we breathe now, feel that essence and ground it into yourself. ground it into your cellular structure, into your physical body, and allow the essence blending within you to all combine into oneness. Why have I asked for this, these thoughts? Why am I asking you to share with me so that I can help you, so that we can help you, so that the priesthood becomes strong, so that what we are bringing into the priesthood is of strength and courage and understanding about the inner self. You see, you cannot become a priest or a priestess, even if you have been this before, until you fully acknowledge what is occurring for you on all levels of your creation, meaning your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, which stems from your etheric body, because the lifetimes in between the priest and the priestess roles, you have fallen away from that. Or you have become a warrior to do battle, that you thought that was the right way, and it was at that time. It is now all changed. Within this process, we want to help as many souls to realize the potential that they have for the Melchizedek priesthood. I will work with each of you individually. All you have to do is ask me to do so. I will show you the way and the pathway that you are under and the lessons that you have learned through this process. It is important for you to understand some of it so that you can accept more into yourself from the other aspects that have been lost. And we need strength in numbers at this time. There are many light workers upon your earth that are still utilizing their old skills. And some of them are not done in the correct manner. There is not honorability. There is not trustworthy. There is not a true understanding of the inner self. Because this comes from the lower ego. And we are coming upon a time when more strength in numbers is necessary. For each of us to blend within your worlds, you must raise your vibration. Even though the earth has not fully raised her vibration to that level, you must understand that this needs to be done. It needs to be done in your homes, it needs to be done in your environments, and it needs to be done in your inner self. Because if you come forward as a priest or priestess and to work upon this earth and you are still upset by the words of society, the words that is occurring upon your world by the lower frequencies of duality, of arguing, of not having an alliance, then it's going to cause more dysfunction. It's going to cause more energy patterns within this world. So I am here tonight to assist you to raise that vibration into the higher realms, to raise that frequency, to allow it to go into the higher realms, so that when you do feel something that is lower, and you will, that will bring your energies down, but you have the tools to not allow it to hold you in that space. This is the difference. This is the difference of allowing yourself to rise to the occasion, as you were in an elevator and you're just going up to a new level. And you still see it happening around you, but it is not affecting you personally. You don't feel it emotionally. You don't feel it mentally. You're not holding onto it in your body. This is the most important aspect, especially for those that are purely sensitive and have the ability to travel into inner worlds. You must have that power. You must have that strength to shield yourself. And you will fall, because that is part of the lessons. That is part of the learning experiences, to keep raising yourself into that higher vibration. And this is what I want to assist you with. Because more of the hierarchy is coming into oneness, which means the hierarchy is no longer a hierarchy. It is a community of light. We all have our different roles within this hierarchy because of how far we have traveled during this process, and each of you are within that hierarchy also. But it's a time for you to receive the acknowledging teachings, the energies that you all believe in. Do you fully incorporate them within your being, or do you listen to others? I want each of you to realize your own internal sense of accessibility within your world. Because this is going to make the difference. This is how we're going to be able to change the energies. Not by fighting with it. Not by being the warrior. Raising the vibration within your own essence and your aura is going to assist landmasses, to assist other individuals. This is truly the priest or the priestess in training. So I give to you tonight, along with Divine Mother and Father God, and all of us, as we stand here together, you see many masters upon masters. You'll see all the Ray Chohans. You'll see all the overlighting beings. You'll see all the Lady Masters. You see all the beautiful beings of the inner earth, the intergalactic, because in this moment, we are one. And this is what we truly want in your world, to have these realizations. You are not alone, and I know you believe that, but now it's going to become more of a physical reality. Are we going to knock on your door? No, it will not happen that way. It will happen in a higher vibrational state. On the new earth, we will walk with you physically. Right now, as you shift your energies into that higher vibration, you become with us. There is no interference. So let us feel this essence now. Holy God, Holy together now, feel the oneness of the entire temple, souls within souls in connection of one another, one being of love. blood that we are. We are, let us send this now to the earth, to the earth, to the earth. The power of our light together will transform into the core of Gaia. Feel it expanding with a breath. With each of us here on this multi-universal level, the third or sixth dimension, and all the dimensions in between. Feel the essence beyond into the 144th dimension of our beginningness. I, as Lord Melchizedek, want to thank each of you deeply for stepping onto this earth, for aligning yourself with your purpose. And I am here to assist you, as many others are also. In the light and love, we are together. We will fully be in the space that we desire and help many others in the process just by being. Thank you for your role upon this planet. Just take a deep breath. Feel those essences within us. It's now time for us to leave the temple, but you may return at any time and feel the expression of everyone together. If there's any special master or light being that has come to you, ask them to walk with you, to exit out of the temple together. As we go to the top of the steps, we're acknowledged by Yam Tias, and Archangel Michael's warriors. As we step down the steps to the outside garden, through the pathway, going towards the Rainbow Bridge, we step across the Rainbow Bridge and ignite our Merkaba vehicle. Let's all move together. And we start to descend back towards Earth. Coming down into the universal level, spinning it downwards into the galactic level, the solar level, and the earth level. And then just intend to go to your own personal location, but we are all connected through this process. Breathing deeply, come into your physical body. Allowing this essence to be embodied within you.
(143, 142, 142, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20). Just breathe that in. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and ground that all the way in through to the center of Gaia. Thank you, everybody, for being with us.
Thank you.
Once again.